Why I hate YouTube, Pete.
Why?
I'm sorry, I was about to call you Why? Jay. Too much damn foreplay. Periscope, you just hit record, and it's live. YouTube, I gotta tweet it out.
You know, when you were younger, you used to care.
When? Oh, that's great. That's real brilliant.
You didn't tell me you were going live.
But you turned down the goddamn volume. Brains. Good lord. All right, everyone. That was just a bunch of technical bitching. It has no... I don't know. It does not apply to the main show.
It's not about you.
Yeah.
When we fight, it's not your fault.
Oh, God. Someone lived through some divorces. Yeah, it is the Papa's Basement Show. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I am joined by my co-host and co-hostess, Pete Maybe and Sarah DC. Because that's what she is in my phone.
Yep.
Because I forgot right.
It's a rap name.
It is my rap name, yeah.
Abominable Kraut last name.
Is abominable.
It's like
you can
wiener.
Easily abominate.
It's something that's like an easy word.
Krieger? What was it again?
Beaker.
Oh,
like
Beaker.
The Muppet.
That's it. See,
you can't remember a Muppet?
But it's spelled weird. It's spelled like B-I-E or some crap.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly the crap.
That should be biker.
I knew
you
it.
You know what?
Like pie, but with a B.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, in German, it's different. The vowels are...
They do
like
all
wiener.
Kinds of things weird in Germany. They make lampshades out of human flesh.
Yeah.
That's,
well, not everybody.
Your people
like
are...
It takes practice.
Strange.
It's fine.
Different customs. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every show we've ever done. We are rapidly approaching episode 500. I can't even get into how big episode 500 is.
Like, it's going to be huge.
The guests we're going to get.
It will be 100 episodes long.
One word, pyrotechnics. Two words, great white.
24 hours.
No sure. one gets the reference? Okay.
We're going to jump the shark?
No. Don't you remember the great white
that
concert?
That made more sense.
Like in, what was it, like 02? Where they had... like
no, a, what's he talking about?
I don't know.
Do you really not know this?
No.
Oh,
why would we pretend not to know something so you'll talk more about it?
I was 6 years old.
That is true. You are an infant. There was a great white show. You remember the band Great White?
It's not true.
Of course. They were like a C-list hair metal band.
Yeah, it wasn't into hair metal.
They weren't that big. They had.
Did they like make it onto one of the jock jams at least?
They did not because they weren't jocks.
I don't know,
they
then.
Didn't jam. Is
well,
that
yeah,
your musical?
But I don't know. Were they on a now? What that's what I call music of some variety. Were they?
If they aren't
a monster jam
now,
or a...
after all this time, then yeah, then
I think
they definitely weren't anybody.
Then that's what we call music.
They're probably currently making the country fair circuit. But in the day, you had your, you know, at the very top, there was a Motley Crue, a Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Right below that, let's say Poison. And then below that, there was crap like Kicks.
Like just barely below it with Poison.
Yeah, they were
your B-list.
They're like a 1.5 tier.
They're up there.
But tier three is like Damn Yankees, and you had Great White, who's one big hit, Once Bit, Twice Shy. I remember it was so brilliant because they showed
the
singer holding the microphone, and one time he sang Once Bit, Twice Shy, Baby, which is the chorus, and his index finger goes up to indicate one. And then as he holds the index finger aloft, his middle finger joins it to indicate Twice Shy.
Oh, that is those, sick choreography.
Those are white people dance moves.
Mime training, for sure.
He can speak, yeah. Why does
That's what we found entertaining.
Someone is loud as hell in the mix right now. Pete, you talk.
Hi. That's what we found entertaining.
Someone
else is entertaining?
It can't be me. It's never me.
Penis
no, it's certainly not you. I'll bump you up. Don't jump the gun. We want to act like we organically...
I wasn't jumping the gun.
We want to act like we organically arrive at penis implants later in the episode.
It is entertaining.
But it's great. You know what?
Nonetheless.
Here's all the things we're going to do on the show, kids. We're going to talk about a Cox Cableville, penis transplants,
we
death
might not
by selfies.
Get to everything, though.
And a dead baby bison.
I'm already salivating. We didn't write that on the board, by the way, so we can't talk
Don't
about it.
Don't ask him which thing.
So Great White had a show, you know, back in the
a
day.
A show?
Every,
like a variety show?
I hate you both so much right now.
Yeah. No idea what you're talking about.
All right. 80s hair metal. Big pyrotechnic displays. Mm-hmm. We're not talking a Seeger Rose show.
Right.
You with me so far?
Yeah. Mr.
You,
in
you
the time.
You go out, you rock. Yeah, you have bottle rockets on your guitar neck. It sounds great at the time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So
keeping it contemporary.
Nirvana comes.
Just like a Pepsi commercial, kind of.
Like a meteorite killing the dinosaurs. Hair metal is laid waste.
Becomes oil. for our car.
Millions and billions of years later. Yes. So these bands don't have a lot of, there's like a little network of small bars where they can still play, especially in the Northeast. And they kind of make a living all these years later playing those bands. Well, or playing those venues. I want to say maybe like 0203, Great White is playing one of these venues. I think it was like Rhode Island or some, you know, some crap Connecticut.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was Patriots down the street.
That whole place where rich people live, the Northeast. But yeah, Patriots in our beloved downtown Fairfax could host such things. They're like, screw it, the 80s live. We've got pyrotechnics out the ass in a venue that holds 300.
Ah.
Pretty much a venue the size of your church, if you remember what those look like, you heathens. Mm. They've got pyrotechnics blasting. Now, pyrotechnics are great on like an open arena. You can do what, like you could, Vince Neil could put a Roman candle through his fly and pretend he's ejaculating fireballs. And it's
not
fun for the family.
I don't suggest doing it, though.
You never did that?
What?
You never took a Roman candle?
Oh, Roman candle. Sorry. Yeah. You know what? I was thinking bottle rocket. I would not do that.
No, that'd blow off your testicles.
Yep,
but a Roman candle is like a road flare that belches out about 8 flaming pebbles.
I thought you were suggesting we put it in the tip and then just straight to the moon.
Yes, like his penis is honeymooners. Mm-hmm. So Great White is like the 80s never died. We are going to take our pyrotechnics kit that we use to play Giant Stadium or whatever the hell they got to play in the day. I don't think they got Giant Stadium.
We know how to do one thing.
And they crammed it into this bar, like 200-400 people bar, like nothing. And they light it up, like, you know, probably one song in, halfway through their opening number, I would assume, to get the crowd riled up. Because it's like, yeah, the music sucks, but fire!
Yes.
And, look at this.
Yeah, and drunks lose their mind for it. And who doesn't
like
fire?
Every man does.
Well, it just immediately hits, like, it had like an open attic ceiling with that pink, you know, insulation that you put your hand in, and then you scratch your balls, and then your hand and your balls are killing you the rest of the night.
I guess.
And the insulation.
Or when you're like chopping jalapenos and you forget to, and then you go to the restroom.
Yeah.
That literally happened to me.
I'm focused more on the insulation than the testicle pain, but yeah.
Just saying.
All right.
So this insulation goes up like kindling.
Really?
And like 50, 70, 90 people or something die in this venue.
That many?
Wait.
It was a lot of people.
Like, I can't believe that many showed up.
I can't believe that. Why would insulation be flammable? That doesn't make any sense to me either.
Haven't you ever even looked at it? It's like cotton candy.
Yeah, but cotton candy isn't flammable.
When was this?
This was February 20th of
03. Is it though? I've never tried to light cotton candy.
Well, I always assumed it would kind of melt the way, you know.
Yeah, imagine it melts.
Yeah, I think it would be like
and then it's
substance,
just,
not
it's like
flame.
A hot wax that just burns through flesh.
So
that's
how they
exactly.
And that's how they all die.
It goes up.
Right. Face melting kind of stuff. Yeah. Not like human torch kind of stuff. Yeah.
Venomous smoke is pouring through the crowd. 100 people died. Like another 150 were like trampling each other.
I don't know.
Wait, don't they make insulation out of, didn't they used to make it out of asbestos? Which is like by definition not flammable.
Dude, people died.
I'm sure people died.
Why are you truthering me on this? People died.
People died in the Great White Disaster. I got it.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't
there
because
there was no white flight.
Yeah, it wasn't because there's thermite paint on top of the insulation. It was just crappy insulation.
Wasn't the cotton candy. Okay.
That went up. And I don't even know why we were talking about Great White.
I don't know. We tried to stop you.
I was just shocked that you guys didn't know that story. It was like horrific what had happened.
No.
That is horrific.
Like there was all these.
Must have got overshadowed by 9/11.
There were all.
I think
it's
that
like
was the time.
Nobody cares anymore.
Like fire exits weren't working.
Like
people just died. Like not only did you die,
people.
But you died at a Great White concert.
Yeah.
So that.
Don't tell anyone.
Exactly.
This is like your last words.
That was the insult to the injury. So now that I've explained the Great White Fire.
Yeah. Do you feel better?
I guess I do.
Great White Fire.
We killed 10 minutes.
Make that doc.
Somehow.
Probably a documentary.
Do we start the show now? Telling you, how effing off-kilter does this feel, having to do all the YouTube setup ahead of time?
Something about it is a little weird.
Thank you.
Something about it.
Thank
but
you. That is why
it's fine
because
we're
going to
get into it.
It puts a weird pall over the whole show. Like, I know everyone's watching it live. It weirds when they're seeing my gut, which I forgot to suck in the first 10 minutes. Okay.
Forgot
and now
the girdle.
Ribs are pecs. Yeah, my William Shatner Star Trek girdle. Forgot that. Hold on. Let me sit up straight. Get the hunch out of my back.
Get that 50s strongman look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how, like, dudes who were the quote unquote, there goes my like 10 episode streak of saying quote unquote.
Yeah.
Guys
oh,
that were
I
the
didn't
quote
know you're trying
unquote strongman of like the 30s and 40s, they would just be like a dude at your gym now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Minus
yeah.
the weird handlebar mustache. That's it. Like they're
yeah.
bald and they have the handlebar
that's
mustache.
That's the dude at the juice bar next to the
and
gym.
They, that's true.
Yeah.
And they had the leonine leotard. The leopard leotard.
Yes, leopard yes. print yeah. and also leopard tarred.
Over one mm-hmm. shoulder, by the way.
Exactly.
You weren't allowed
often
to wear two.
One shoulder,
it
yeah.
was never made
yeah.
with two straps.
Nope.
Do you think there was significance to what shoulder you had?
Yeah, I believe it was the
tarred strap over.
The yep. left shoulder is the gay shoulder.
John knew it.
That's.
But they always wore it.
Yeah. Well, so you're just gay from the back.
Nah, you'd have to turn it inside out.
And
if
it's
you
the right
different.
Side when you're
Do you think
turned around.
A old-timey strongman on the down low would wear it on the right shoulder, like, you know, 6 days a week, but then Saturday night he takes off his leotard and
just flips
it
inside
it.
Out.
Yeah, they do
I would
seem
just say turn it around.
Like they're the same, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like it accommodates your ball bag or your hemorrhoids.
Sure. I assume that's what the ad said.
Yeah. It's an amazing product, that strongman leotard.
Yep.
If I found that, not to sound too hipster, if I found one of those...
Like a real vintage one.
In a consignment
one.
Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on that.
I was just thinking about it. I was like, we could probably pay somebody to wear that, and that'd be pretty funny for the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you can pay this dude 0.0
to wear it. John will do it for the show. That's awesome.
That's true.
Because usually I suggest it, and you're like, no, that's stupid.
I'd be on it. I'm happy that I'm laughing so far, and I'm happy that yeah. I'm talking about the misfortune and death of 100 Great White fans, because...
It was 50 a minute ago.
No, it was 100. I just looked it up.
Okay.
It was 100 died, 150 got, like, mushed underfoot.
Oh, yeah, the mush statistics. I got confused.
There were this many.
If you read the Wikipedia, there's something so funny about it. It's like 100 people died, 132, that was the exact number.
Okay.
Were trampled but survived, and then 100 were fine. It's like 100 escaped unharmed.
Yeah.
Wow. Citation
still didn't
discretion
tell anybody
needed.
They went to that concert.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like 100 were just right at the back, and they see the fire right at the
they
front.
They drug
like,
people
okay.
out, saved
I
their
told
lives,
you I didn't
want to
go.
Yeah, wouldn't put their name in the paper.
Yeah.
Glad I'm laughing here. Because I was so livid last night. Livid in a way that even Emilia Clarke of Khaleesi Game of Thrones fame pulling out her jugs
could not soothe the beast.
Yeah. Aww. And by the way, just to digress, because that's what this show is. If anyone asks, what's the show's theme? I should say digression. Because
yeah.
why make a point when you can make zero? Emilia Clarke. I don't like her in the blonde wig. In fact, I thought she was overrated, period, but then somehow her Facebook page popped up on my feed, and I clicked on it, and it's just a picture of her like in her natural, like really dark-haired state. And I'm like, okay,
oh.
that's a lovely woman.
Very dark hair.
Oh.
But her with the blonde wig?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
It's odd.
She scalped a Barbie.
It's odd.
It doesn't work. And she has like the brown, you know.
Eyebrows?
Eyebrows. That's
face
the word
hair?
For that. Yeah.
Lady face hair.
Especially once you
lady handlebar mustache.
Yeah.
Especially once you see her with the brown hair, it hurts even worse. Because like you see her and you're like, that doesn't look real. Of course it's not. And then you see her with the brown hair, and it's all you can think about. I don't like it.
Well, they've killed half of the girls that like got naked on the show, and I know like
yeah,
the
like
little ones
movie.
Have aged into being legal. Like the
they
redhead
have.
And Arya Stark.
They certainly have.
Really?
Yeah, but do you...
Oh, no.
I know, right?
Do you want to see a girl has no name be a girl has no dress? I don't. It'd be bizarre to me. Like, I don't care that she's 18 or 19. Like, she still looks 12. And I don't mean that in a sexy way.
Yeah, they didn't... They don't look like they've
not
aged
laughing
at
that.
All.
Yeah.
They don't look like they've aged
both.
At all.
The redhead I could kind of get down with, because she's ginger. So whatever. Just throw it on the Barbie. But yeah, the one that has the milk eyes... She really legit looks like...
Yeah.
I could have swore she was still like
15. Like tater tot age.
Definitely.
Yeah, I believe she's legal.
I thought she was. No, she is.
At certain websites that I visit on the dark web, we keep track of these things.
Somebody told me.
Yeah, my Tor browser. So, not even Amelia Clark's very legal breasts could cheer me up. Because I got a letter yesterday. I don't check my mail whatsoever. Like, I think once a month at my apartment, either the roommate or I go. Because I have nothing that goes there.
Yeah, anything, who gets mail?
Anything I need mail-wise, thank you. Exactly.
It's a temporary address.
So, everything I need, like Amazon-wise, if I do Amazon, which I don't because it's an evil company.
I get packages. I don't get mail.
Yeah.
That's... Packages and New Yorker from like several months ago when I thought I was going to read the New Yorker.
Why?
I know,
you...
right? Like who? I always carry one around in my purse not read.
Do you put it on top of your hamper so you can have fancy poop time?
I don't have a hamper. Does that mean I'm not pooping fancy enough?
I'm not implying you poop in the hamper.
Oh.
I should explain. In my mom's house, there's a hamper in the
bathroom. I love when
you
compare me to your mom. It's my favorite.
So sweet.
As a kid, I could set up really anything on top of that hamper and just leaf through.
It's like a little desk, little workspace.
Yeah, exactly.
Little home office.
Homework in with me. You're right.
I
could have, one time I built a Plaster of Paris volcano that used both vinegar and baking soda. Piss. Stop it, Shock Jock. You could really chill out with that hamper there, though. Like you said,
that's pretty cool.
It was like a defecation desk.
Yeah.
It was really chill.
Yeah, those are popular.
They sell it at IKEA.
You're right. Mm-hmm. No, the older I get, the more I realize never again in my life will I drop a deuce with a desk in front of me. Like, I crap and my hands are just out there.
I know what I'm getting him for his birthday.
Like I look like I'm Wonder Woman flying the invisible plane. Like, my arms are just out there. I'm like,
what do I do with my hands?
It's no different.
I can't press my elbows anywhere.
And I,
Sorry.
It's all good.
Pooping.
No, we're trying to dig back out of the inception layers of digression here. So, last night, I get... mail from legit, I think it was like April 18th onward. And Allison, my roommate, throws down a letter.
That's pushing it.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing and I'm like, who the hell has my address here? Like, I don't give it to anyone. It's always my mom's address for good and for bad. Like, I get my packages shipped there. I also get like court summons shipped there. It's a mixed bag.
I get my mixed bags shipped there.
Exactly. I cracked this thing open, and it is a collections letter for $200.
We know you're about to go on a rant, and we just sat back and took a drink.
For $200.
Oh, go on. 200. Okay.
$200.
Wow.
From Cox Communications.
What'd you do to him?
I'll tell you exactly what I did to Cox Communications. I used their horrible cable service for my internet for the first 3 to 4 weeks. I was in my apartment. Now, in the event that Cox comes through and does the right thing here, I'm prepared to say maybe their internet was not balls slow. I was using a cable modem I had from legit the first time I set up cable internet in my mom's house, which was 03.
Do you mind if we quote you?
Yes.
Yeah, this is literally on the record.
Yeah.
Cox is like, listen to this glaringly good review. It's not balls slow. I'm prepared to say that in front of people.
Now, don't think of this as an endorsement of Fios. I think Fios does an okay job. I know Verizon is evil as hell. I just don't know of many like hippies that want to give me fiber optic internet.
Yeah, like, it's not there yet.
Once that happens, I'll sign on with the hippies gladly. But until then, I pretty much have to go with the Cox internet, or I'm sorry, the Fios. Which is founded by,
John.
Your lampshade skin people.
I had to go with the Fios.
Yes, Fios is a German name.
So, Fios Stubberg.
Fios.
So, I get Cox, because we're moving in. I'm like, you know what? This is cheap and easy. And I throw on my cable modem, and the dude comes, and they're like...
Over?
Yeah, the Cox guy comes. Mm-hmm. The guy comes with my Cox. We're so mature.
Honestly.
The installation guy comes, and before he heads out, they're like, by the way, are you providing your own modem, or are we going to provide one? And I explained that I have one from, like, the Jurassic Age.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, look, that's cool. Just to be safe, why don't we just put you down for, like, we're giving you the modem? And I'm like, okay, you can bring the modem.
No, please.
but I'm telling you, I'm not going to need it. So they show up and they prep the wall socket and they hook in their modem. And I guess that works. And then they hook in my modem and that one works. And I'm like, well, you know what,
did they
dude?
Just test their modem to see if it works?
Yeah, this is weird.
I'll be honest. I don't even know if they
tested.
What
were they doing?
I think they just kind of did the socket thing. And they're like, you're cleared for Cox cable.
Okay.
We're going to peace out. So we hook up then my cruddy little, again, ancient modem.
Yeah.
If Cox does the right thing by me.
Toaster modem.
This is all the modem's fault. Their service, I'm sure, is fine. If they don't, Cox provides a horrifically slow service, and everyone in an apartment building is siphoning your data off, and so...
Everything I've heard says the second part's probably true.
By the end of it, yeah, I was getting 5 megs a second. It was so slow.
Oh, you poor thing.
How slow was it? It was so slow that I couldn't watch Netflix.
Oh.
And how can you crap if
That's
you can't watch Netflix?
That's the story of my life.
Yeah. Like, it would hang every 2 minutes, and it would be, like, buffering.
Yeah,
and I'm like, really, dude? I thought I could stream Netflix on a 56K modem. Like, I thought I could hear, like, crackling and hissing, and then Netflix would be there for me.
Yeah, yeah, Netflix is a trooper, man.
Stream Netflix on a phone.
Yeah, they'll use whatever you can get.
Yeah.
3 weeks later, I'm like, I've had enough of this. If I can't watch Netflix, somehow the porn was working fine. Again, that's in the Cox column. Somehow the porn was working.
Okay. That's a big column.
Oh, yeah. Why
it's
do you
a
think,
really good column.
Why do you think this didn't get fixed three days later?
There's a lot of points.
Yeah, after, it did go a couple of weeks. So
yeah. After 3 weeks, it's like, well, what do I do after I finish? Yeah. And the Netflix.
You need to wind down with some Netflix.
Yeah. Netflix and chill, you know, for one. So I pull the trigger. I'm like, Fios, you come here. Cox, I've had it. And of course, like anyone, when you're canceling their service, they're like, well, why don't you like our service? And I had to lie because I love to lie. Like, I love
You didn't want to lay into them?
No, I'm like a lie acrobat.
It's like the only time you can.
Well, no. Yeah. Dude, it's one of those things where they have their, they put on, it's like, okay, well, Mr. Papagogio, we understand you want to close your account. Before we close the account, let's just put you on with Kylie. And I'm like, okay. Kylie is there because Kylie's dad called her a slur from like age 5. So no words can wound Kylie and she won't take no for an answer. So they throw you on with Kylie.
That kind of girl.
And it's like, we understand you want to quit. Why don't you tell us why you want to quit? And then I'll see if I can do my best to convince you to stay. And so to beat 20 minutes of this BS, I do the following.
What'd you do,
Joe? I've been stricken blind.
I'm not really proud to admit this, but I'm so poor I'm getting evicted from my apartment.
You went that route?
I went that route. Because I'm like...
But there are people that literally have
A, yeah, come on, man.
If I'm poor, they can't say pay for the bill. And B, I'm not even at the address according to this line.
Oh, yeah, so I'm see. Oh. You're like, you're not going to get my money.
This is two pistolas full of...
This is all you need to know. Right. You're not going to get my money.
As usual, tone deaf but clever.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So Kylie clams up right fast and is like, oh, that's horrible. Okay, let me put you back on with the cancellation lady. Like, you guys, right, Carly, dunked in your furs. So they put me through. And before I'm signing out, they're like, oh, it turns out you still have one of our modems. And I'm like, the hell I do. Part of the reason I don't like your service is I am using an admittedly ancient modem. But it is my modem, purchased by moi, not your modem. And the lady goes, okay, we'll make a note of that. I'm like, this is possibly going to end poorly, but I'm also getting Fios, so I don't really care. I hear nothing from them. As far as I'm concerned, me and Cox are good. We're done. It wasn't the cleanest breakup, but it was a breakup.
Nobody was really hurt.
Yeah. This was, I'm not kidding you, start of football season.
I mean, you had to lie, but...
So, like, mid-September. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. Now, if my fingers aren't lying, 8 months.
I don't think so.
Eight months go by where I don't get one email. I don't get one phone call. Even if they screwed up my email, which, by the way, they could not get right for the life of them. Even if that's the case.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
They got my phone number. and they got my address, which, while I don't check it daily, it is checked once a month. Maybe every other week if I'm feeling saucy.
Once a month, though, is pretty silly.
Who cares? It's mail. What, I need to get another friggin' 10% off the linens?
In this day and age, it's really not that crazy important unless you ordered something.
Yeah. I mean...
A lot of stuff you're going to get in email anyways.
Like, yeah. I am more mail-oriented than, like, 99% of the people I know because I sell crap on eBay and Amazon the time.
You live at the post office.
Yeah. Even I, though, like...
Don't check your mailbox.
Spam mail? Why would I?
It's I'm funny. Not if not you got one at the post office, you'd probably check it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. It'd be a treat. It's like a cubbyhole full of, you know...
We'll set up a Papa's P.O. box.
I guess, yeah. That way the weirdos don't have my real address.
Just send us stuff, guys.
So nothing comes. Nothing. I crack open this mail yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Cox has sent me two collections, which I have 30 days to reply to. And because, again, I don't check my crap, really.
Yeah.
Like collections, like you got a letter from some other company.
From a collections agency.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Stating I owe them $200.
That is
so it's out of Cox's hands.
I can only assume this is because I owe them some phantom modem that I never took. That I'm guessing.
It's gotta be.
I'm guessing what happened was the tech said, like, I have modem XYZ with me. And then he went back to his car and never typed in, I still have modem XYZ with me.
Mm-hmm.
What's really annoying is there's like a series of, what is it called? The RN number or some crap? There's like a 10-digit code.
Yeah, so like they know where that is. They can look it up.
That they have on record, and I had to give them the one to my crappy Jurassic Park 2003 modem.
There's a specific MAC address too.
So exactly, they have a record of all this crap.
Yeah, duh.
And yet they're just like, oh, we think you have it still. And it's like, well, okay, who am I with then that your crappy modem that I kept is helping me? Because Fios uses its own junk. Why is it there for me to, you know, wipe with to dress up and use as a dinner companion? What am I doing with this modem? Are we riding tandem bikes together?
Well, that would be one bike.
Yeah.
Did I tell my mom that I gave birth? Is it swaddled? Am I trying to swindle her?
No, you don't.
It makes zero sense. And yet somehow I've decided
now
to pull
you
off...
can't call them anymore. Like if it's out of their hands, who are you supposed to call? Like...
Well, no, I hit the Ghostbusters, but I hit them up via Twitter, because that's the one
the
good
new
thing about having a couple. Exactly. If I go through the phone, nothing will happen.
Yeah.
But I go on Twitter, and I'm not saying I have a lot of followers, but I have like 6,000-ish, which looks kind of impressive.
That's
like
pretty good.
It's enough to then I will do. This is the
cockiest
thing you'll ever hear me say. You know I love to self-deprecate. Mm-hmm. I believe the correct pronunciation is.
Yes. Now you're going to self
with the wrong inflection. Yeah. So I tweet both Cox and Cox Service. And I'm like, I got a collections letter regarding a modem that I never got from you. Next tweet. While I would love to go on my radio show and spend the entire week talking about how horrible your service is to my many listeners.
Nice move.
How about we resolve it before we get there? To my credit,
and here we go.
They didn't resolve it before that. Well, they have a chance to be the good guys.
You guys could still say something. The show is not entirely out, although
not
it is live on YouTube.
Yeah. If they, well, even then, if they straighten
maybe
it
we'll
up,
take it down. Maybe we won't.
Although anybody who can see the YouTube doesn't have Cox. So.
If they straighten it up, I will.
They're not watching it. Yeah.
I'll check it out.
They couldn't
man.
Possibly.
I'm looking for a DM right now from Cox. There is
did you,
absolutely
did you
no
get,
DM.
You think, okay, I did the same thing with Fresh
well,
Market.
Well, Kylie's probably not working today.
Yeah, there's a couple businesses out there that don't reply to that. They won't let you strong
arm.
Oh, no,
one has already been DM. Mm-hmm. The Cox service has already been DMing me, dude.
Oh, well, then they just hate me.
Yeah,
I
like
need more
they're
followers.
Already talking, and I have just not heard back yet. And yes, that's you're just small time.
Yeah,
you're small potatoes.
I had like a 3-inch chicken bone in my chicken sandwich, and they were like, whatever.
Didn't they give you the sandwich for free?
No, when I went to the store, but like on Twitter, they couldn't care less. I wrote them an email, they did not respond.
Where was
I went on Twitter at the Fresh Market in Ashburn, which is by the way pretty good. But yes, when I went there, the guy gave me a free sandwich.
If you enjoy gigantic bones in your chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
I think their specialty is also egg salad with shells in it. And a crab cake that still has a claw peeking out.
It's excellent. Organic.
Yeah.
Your problem, by the way, is you only tweet because the email is manned by older people. Twitter, every company just hires like a token millennial to sit on Twitter. And you can bitch to them, and a millennial will understand the language of bitching. Sorry, Butters, he just will. And you just gripe, and they're like, yeah, that does suck. Let's give you some free money. So only tweet. But that's what I'm doing right now. I'm busy tweeting Cox. Cox support can do the right thing, but they got to do it fast because apparently, because I didn't...
Do the right thing, Cox.
This collection thing was from April 23rd, and they're like, you have 1 month to reply. And like, I got the letter. I'm like, ooh, that is... We're already kind of up on this.
You know, it's not that bad going into collections.
It is...
It's not great.
Been there, done that.
All right,
I had a dentist send me to collections once. It was awful.
A dentist?
Yeah, the dentist. It was...
Wow.
Yeah, it was bull, too. I was in college. They, my dentist believed, apparently, that the old metal fillings, you know, like the ones they don't do anymore.
Yeah.
Like the ones that make it so you can't chew tinfoil.
Mostly like porcelain and stuff,
Yeah. That they caused multiple sclerosis, which I don't think is really a thing that happens.
That really? Sounds pretty wild.
Yeah. And so anyway, he just believed that. And so when he went in to do fillings, he also took out all my old fillings and replaced them with the white
kind. You can't just do that.
You definitely can't just do that. And I didn't have insurance or anything. I just went in for like my regular fillings. Mm. And so all of a sudden I owed all this money. And so they sent me to collections. I was like,
did you
what?
Have to pay
you
it?
Didn't even ask me.
Did you?
Yeah. And you I had a like ruined credit report. It was the worst.
Did you get it knocked down?
How? I was a kid.
Well, I mean, no, yeah, it's hard.
You were a kid with a credit report?
If you push it long enough, they start getting to a point where, I'm not speaking from experience
here.
They start getting to a point where...
We're not all from Woodbridge.
They're just like, we'll take whatever you have, please. Just give us something. But here's the other thing. If you actually pay it, it like starts the clock again. So if you wait, you know, whatever the 7 years, it's just gone. It's gone.
You gave me this speech once. You're like, if you owe money, just do not pay it. And eventually it'll fall off.
I mean, if it gets... If
like
it's
a
something,
lizard's wounded
if
it's, tail.
It does fall off after 7 years. Yeah, and mine like
if
took
it's not
forever.
Incredibly damning, and it's not, and it's something you can still prove when somebody comes to your, you know, asks you to your face and goes... Like, why didn't you give us this money? And you have a really good excuse with
papers. It was a lot of money.
If you can have some sort of thing like that, you know, screw it.
That
you don't owe them.
Pretty good advice.
Some of us like our triple-digit credit scores, though.
Guess what? Yeah, mine's pretty good.
How?
Because I own a house, and that's the only ding I have.
Why don't
you have... And I sent it to the credit card company. Because, see, the thing here that happened was when I got divorced... One of my credit cards got rang up high before that actually got finalized.
Why aren't you doing the Hood Finance podcast? Because this is some great nuggets over here.
Not a bad one. They have pretty good influence over there. They make some good advertising money. They help you get out of debt. That's why I do it. But yeah, that's all I got to say about that. Is
Really, Forrest?
F the man.
Yeah.
All right. Cut and burn. Yeah, I like my credit report, so I'll be going through the proper channels.
Mine's like 755. It's pretty good.
I am like Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places before Eddie Murphy enters the picture. So me and Penelope, we're going to fix things the right way. But thank you for advising me that if I want to live in the gutter for 7 years...
If anybody needs any more advice, it's at Pete Maybe.
I can keep the modem that I never had to begin with.
Yeah.
And it's at thathoodlawyer@gmail.com.
meandmypaper.com.
So there isn't just Khaleesi's jugs might not have done it, but there is some huge news. They're not the biggest. I'm sorry, they're not. Am I just supposed to act like they're the best thing on earth? Everyone else loses their mind for Khaleesi and Khaleesi getting naked. It's all right. It was great like the first time.
There's far better on the show.
I like her little handmaiden more.
Mm-hmm.
The mixed broad. I like that.
Yes.
Mixed is the proper term.
Blood, yeah. Oh, Butters. I can hear her shaking her fist from here.
There's plenty of hotter chicks, I find.
Yeah, there are.
Now it's just silence. Mm-hmm. Silence as I scroll through the spank bank and try to come up with someone.
No.
I like, what's her You know what?
Oh, we were, just, were you about to I say what's like, her tits?
Are we yeah, I was. Yeah. Also, this is
we're just
like,
going through the list, huh?
Yeah, yeah. This is just going to be a segment we could subtitle Things on Game of Thrones that John has
just list all the things you've wanked to.
And the dragons. The dragons are under it now.
Pretty sure one of those dragons is female.
It's true, and she flies around and you can see it. Especially when she's doing a barrel roll. Fans right out.
Yep.
So doctors performed what for men might be the grandest thing that a doctor has done since.
I just thought of it.
Oh, did you? Yeah, since I don't know what is a great other thing that
they for men specifically?
Yeah, silicone testicles. If you've had your testicles blown off in the war, they can give you new ones.
The development of hair regrowth.
Yeah,
pills.
That's a good one.
Oh,
that's
you mean those pills that we're on?
Yes, that is. That
which
is
will give us bosoms because they screw with your hormones.
It helps protect my prostate.
It's true. I have a
As
smaller
I wiggle
prostate.
In my chair, you can tell how strong my prostate is.
And maybe the bosoms are also due to the 4,500 calories I take in a day. I'm not sure. I'm going to blame the pills, though.
Yeah.
It's an offset.
Probably
it's out of my hands. So doctors today performed the first U.S. penis transplant. Now, I like that it's U.S.
What? Yeah.
Because it makes you think, have they been doing them in China for like years?
I'm sure.
Maybe.
Like, are there guys in Africa just donating
their penis? Do
they
have reasons not to?
To Chinese dudes?
Yeah. I mean, they seem more expensive.
You could.
I mean, yeah, I just picture like a rolling businessman in Macau.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
who's just like, you were set for life.
Yeah, he's killing it at Baccarat.
Mister.
And then
yeah.
He's like, you know, it'd be what the one thing I need, though. Like, just the ability to hang dong on this table. And then, yeah.
That
just,
that's how they would say it.
Get some poor African toddler so he can grow into it.
Organ donor.
And, graft that one on. So, the U.S. is...
I'd feel better if there was some sort of business deal. And they actually got it from an adult man, and they gave him a good pension.
A pension.
A pension. Now, would they do an actual... Like a face swap or like a face-off scenario, except, penis
switch?
Off? Yeah, or like does the black guy at least get
I don't know what he gets
a smaller
really
Asian penis to live life with?
No, there's a lot of fine print in that contract.
I guess I was
but
assuming...
he's set for life.
Yeah.
And he definitely gets paid. I don't know how the post-op actually happens.
This has to be like other organ donation, right?
Where... just a dead donor.
And they're like about to die or something.
I'm pretty sure over there they can
regrow
new
dead.
Ones.
So, like, you're saying this Chinese guy, like, sabotaged the propellers on, like, an NBA team's plane.
Yes.
And
the
then just
propellers.
Took his pick. Yeah, the propellers.
Yes.
This NBA team from 1972. Yeah.
Right, yeah. The one big whirly bird thing when they ride the bike.
They didn't have jet engines in the 50s.
No, definitely not.
This 72
plane. No, they could barely trot globe.
Okay, so he cut the brakes on the Globetrotters bus better.
Yes, that's better.
And then he's taken his pick of all these penises.
Yeah.
He gets the most Asian looking, whatever that means. And then he goes with it. So
yeah, I don't know.
Somehow this technology has come to the U.S. And a guy who lost Thomas Manning, who they have a picture of him smiling and holding his thumbs up.
Aww.
And he has a look like he just like foiled the Kennedy assassination.
What has two thumbs and one new penis?
This guy. So why did I say
that? It would have been better if he held his hands up like this.
Oh,
like,
indicating
with
size.
Both hands open on each side to indicate size.
Yeah,
would have been great.
Definitely.
Thomas Manning at 64 gets a dong. After a team of 50 surgeons,
is this
15-hour surgery?
Is this the actual copy?
Yeah, it
gets
is.
Gets a dong.
They said, get the dong.
Right.
And then, Dong Pharmaceuticals.
In parentheses, his C.
It's a real thing. Yeah. I buy energy drinks from them.
From Dong Pharmaceuticals?
Yeah. John's been to the Asian market when I had to pick him up.
Oh, we,
awesome.
Yeah. It was like next to the dried
it's
pig ears.
Dong you got your... Pharmaceuticals.
So Manning had
That's a name you trust. Yeah.
It makes you virile.
His penis amputated after getting diagnosed with penile cancer, which is
oh.
something I thought they made up for Donnie Brasco, but I guess it's real.
Yeah, I also didn't really
thought
think
it was like
it
was just
a...
bladder and testicles.
Or maybe like a like skin cancer, but
yeah,
on
you,
your penis.
Did
or
you
something.
Tan it too much?
I don't, right? I don't
like,
know.
Like, did you cut a hole in a microwave because it felt nice and warm?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, you do that.
I don't get it. Yeah. But
a lot of people need a glass cutter to masturbate.
He got it. He somehow, they stuck on a donor dong.
Wow.
And he's Thomas Manning.
It is
Manning
really is impressive. There's like a lot of stuff going on in there, right?
There's a lot of different all sorts of erectile tissues. And
yeah, that's there's a lot
blood
going
vessels
on.
I have so many questions. Not for me, but
no
for
bone,
a friend,
I'm
of
told.
Course. No, despite the name, there isn't a bone in your boner.
Yeah.
So, first, Jay.
Yeah.
Pete, sorry, whatever. Okay. Why did I say Jay? That's your name. JDC,
yes.
Sarah.
That's true.
Pete.
Mm-hmm.
You lost your dick in the war.
Ooh, rough.
The war of...
That's 100% disability, by the way.
Yeah, like the evil sniper from American Sniper.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not, like, a white American.
Never
he's the
it.
Evil sniper.
Sure, yeah.
And, like, his MO is just blowing off soldiers' dicks. This is the director's cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a good thing women aren't on the front line.
That would take a much more accurate sniper.
Few snipers are that accurate.
So, he blows off your prick in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And the
is
doctors come in.
Is it mutilated or is it a clean cut?
Like...
I guess if it's
bullet. He puts it right down the middle. So,
he
spiders it like
a hot
dog. He
didn't do it from the side?
Oh, sort of a Daffy Duck cartoon kind of thing.
Exactly. You got what I'm talking. Really Looney Tunes here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's just gone. The donor dong comes in. Like you're on this wait list, this new trial. You know, it's like $6 million man, except instead of rebuilding you, they're going to just rebuild your dick.
Just the dong.
Yeah.
It's really all I need to focus on anyways. If they redid the show, it would probably be them just focusing on that guy's dong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole intro would be the same.
All the money just went into his dong. That's
just
the
six episode
100%.
He's got like a Band-Aid on his forehead and then the dong.
They were like, what about the rest of him?
He got a haircut.
He
looks
fine.
Yeah. God, he looks so homely. And they're like, please, just put him in shorts.
Drop trowel. What if you're waiting for years, like your poor wife is waiting for years, and they say, we're going to do it. We've perfected the surgery. And I almost picture it like they're giving you your dinner, and it's under one of those, like, chrome, you know, plate covers.
Yeah.
And they lift
like
it
the butler brings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if the donor dong is, like, mad small?
Oy.
Do you... I mean...
Well, whatever.
Yeah,
it's better than nothing.
I'm pretty sure it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want one, so actually nothing is quite good.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of nothing.
I think at that point you just get a prosthetic.
Oh, yeah. Is that a thing?
Yeah, why the hell not?
You mean like a prosthetic that feels nothing?
Yeah. I mean, if you're about to deny the little guy, then you just get a prosthetic.
So
yeah, it seems like it'd be better to just feel
your
something.
Your answer is if I... lose my hand.
I would still take
the
little guy.
Sniper missed.
By the way,
you just put on a glove, like a kid's mitten.
That's it.
And then
I would wear a baseball mitt.
Thinking you have two hands.
I would wear a baseball mitt.
All right, Jim Abbott. See, I would not take the really small one, despite being completely peenless, because think about it. They give you the small dong, and it doesn't reject. They're like, okay, we're done with John. Like, he's set.
You're good to go.
Yeah. Well, you will never be able to re-enter the list for that Harlem Globetrotter bus crashes worth of
money. I don't think you can turn it down for a bigger one.
Yeah,
I think you can.
Is that what you're going to say? It's like, if you turn it down, they just put you back on the list?
Yeah.
They're like, this guy's
an
a-hole.
It's not like one of those little conveyor belt sushi things where you just like...
Although, you know what?
Like, maybe.
The list might not be that high... for needing
how
dongs.
Many people lost their penis?
Now,
like
wanting dongs, I get it.
You skip it and give it to Harvey behind you in the list. He takes the small one, and then they're not going to, like, forget the other guys that need penises. So maybe the next one up is gigantic, and you're like, ka-ching!
Well, I told you, that's why a lot of people believe in reincarnation. Just because maybe the next time they'll come back, it'll be a bigger dong.
That'd be awesome.
I swear, it's like 50%
so
of dudes.
That would be so good. I thought you were going to say the odds are 50%, because I'm like, no, they're like 85.
It's got to be something.
Actually, no. What is the population of China again?
Yeah.
You're right.
No one knows.
Odds are crap. Mm-hmm. Like, just between China and India, and I've heard they kind of like rule the not packing department, those
yeah,
two
that's
people.
Tough.
Yeah, never mind. Just by being American, I'm ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Numbers.
All right.
That's a numbers game.
I take it all back. I won't have the penis sniper blow it off. in hopes that I get a bigger one. I would, like, it, when they pull the tin off of the plate,
yeah,
and it was really small, mm-hmm, like, I would sneeze on it and, like, try to blow it off the plate so it lands on
the
floor.
It's dirty.
Yeah, it's dirty.
Oh, 10-second rule doesn't apply.
Exactly.
5-second rule.
You can't clean up the pee-pee. It don't work no more. The other thing is, this, I'm telling you right now, and you're going to, like, this, despite his name being Philip K. Dick, he, mm-hmm, will have never addressed this issue. And you're like, what weird crap is John talking right now? Mark my words, this will be a technology. They are going to figure out
the future.
How to, the penis of the future. They're going to figure out how to, because they can already, like, 3D print tissues of various kinds, right? Where you're with me so, mm-hmm, far?
Yeah.
Okay. They are going to figure out how to just print you erectile tissue by the yard. And guys are going to get this grafted on, or they're even, like, rotating your tires. They're just going to get their old crud scooped out.
It's a long ways, though.
And then...
because there's... because there's rejection aplenty.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So
they're
hard
going
to find the chemistry between...
They're going to take your stem cells...
Yeah, but you can only take
your stem cells.
I like
it. Regrow it with yours.
Mm. Yeah, that only works if they take your stem cells when you're a, you know... stem, and parents are all weird about that.
What? Can't
so they won't let, not everybody, like, banks the stem cells of their baby.
All right.
Well, maybe it's something
most
else.
Most people don't.
I just want to regrow a new
but
tail.
Yeah, like, that totally will eventually work.
Okay.
As long as people stop being all like, you were playing God.
Well, yeah, there was nothing sadder for me than the day that, like, George Bush, if I recall, was it, mm-hmm, not the H-dub, just the dub, right?
The dub.
The regular.
The dub, who was like, I believe in Christ, so we can't do stem cells.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Sorry, Chris.
Literally crazy.
And that is the sound of America falling behind.
Yep.
The rest
remember,
of the
there
world.
You go. Yep.
That's the worst thing we could imagine back then.
I saw it work. Yeah.
So funny.
And it was scary.
Was that pre 9/11? That's how I try to
what's
hit
the, what's the status on that nowadays?
9/11? It was bad.
Still bad, yeah. Yeah. Still too soon, I understand.
The stem cell. Did it just get sidelined so hard it's still working?
I think
it's a no government funding.
The Nazi doctors of Sarah's people
somebody.
Are way
oh,
ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just probably a fight to get funding to do it. But, like, it's obviously a million things can be cured.
Yeah. You're going to have to go overseas first, like, for at least 20 years before you can get this back in the States.
Yeah, it's just like breast implants. Mm-hmm.
They do them better in Canada.
Canada? No, some place that goes to the Miss Universe pageant.
Oh, well, you don't want to go in Brazil where they just, like, chop you open and put
oh, yeah, they'll put whatever in there. Yeah.
In it's horrible.
I've seen that.
Never get your lips, breasts, or butt done in Brazil.
Yes.
I can tell you that right now.
Okay.
Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah, look it up. It goes bad.
Within 20 years, every dude is going to get new 3D printed hair, which they will then just put in plugs wise.
Sounds awesome.
And every guy, they're going to be able to 3D print as much dong meat as he wants and then stuff it in his sock. And you're going to be packing that much. And women are tasteful about implants because you guys just have, like, a sense of what is, like, good and bad. You know what I mean? Like, you rarely want to go insultingly Pandora peaks large.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's probably true.
The average girl, even if she gets implants, and most of you don't, the ones that do, tasteful. Is kind of the word here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody's, like, trying to injure themselves.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Men? With the ability to 3D print...
We literally can't trust you with anything.
Cock meat?
No.
You will never... Like, women will stop having sex because every guy will be at, like, minimum 17 inches. Like, it will be an arms race.
Yeah.
The likes
it
of which
you've
never
ridiculous.
Seen.
It will be ridiculous.
You will...
This is terrifying.
Mean,
I don't want to talk about the future
baby
anymore.
Arms race. John.
Every... Yeah. My baby arm will have a baby arm. Like, it will be a baby arm if we're talking
that
Andre the Giant
like
as a baby. Everyone will just be going nuts with it. And then here's what's really bad. That's just when men were watching pornography that reflected people who had large, albeit still humanly attainable.
You're saying it's going to be exponential?
Yes. Once it's wheels within wheels.
I'm scared.
Once we start watching porn...
I'll never keep up.
Who have enhanced. Then that's like the new norm. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be anarchy. And the Japanese, I don't even want to know what the Japanese are going to do with it. It's going to be a Ratsuki Doji with the tentacles, except for real.
Yeah. Once all of that's fully functional, I give us like a year before we just destroy ourselves with
planet implosion.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep. We're not doing anything.
Junk food, Netflix, and adding to my penis. Yep.
Yeah, that seems terrifying.
And the women will inherit the...
We're not going to want it.
I know.
I am telling you, like, people are afraid of atomic bombs. People are afraid. Yeah, you know, it's the 50s.
Meh. Yeah, it is.
We haven't learned to stop, drop, and duck for cover or whatever yet.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get under your desk.
And people are afraid that AI is going
people
to be.
People are afraid of AI.
What? It was a really bad movie. But this is going to be the technology that starts the beginning of the end, because every guy is going to be going with a thermos and no woman will want it inside him. And then it'll just be children of men, except there's no babies, not because we've gone sterile, but every guy just has something that will hurt women.
Yeah. And also, it's pretty likely that you'll go sterile, right?
Like, that too,
yeah.
I mean,
children of men will also happen, you're right.
Yeah, that doesn't seem.
But in the meantime, Mr. Manning, enjoy your penis. Despite the fact
that it is exciting.
You've ushered in doomsday.
Can we see it? When's he going to put that on display?
Yeah, I don't want to be looking at his thumbs.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Like, that's the
I didn't come here to see your thumbs, buddy.
I know.
That's the headline.
How great is that? That for the rest of
his
life.
Dumb face off this.
He's the guy.
Yeah, but like nothing other than his penis is interesting. Like, he could be talking about the life
you hear
he
that,
saved
Manning?
As he's drinking at the bar. And they're
but
pull out your D.
I recognize you, though.
Is that all you guys want?
Everyone's...
That's it. It's like the, it's like when he breaks down in Boogie Nights and he's just.
Yeah.
He's just in trucker's cabs, just
classic
pulling
movie.
Out his jank.
Oh, we're talking Marky Mark.
That'll be that's Manning's
the
future.
The markiest Mark there was.
That's Manning's future.
I think what's so great about that scene is he's hit rock bottom.
Pretty.
Yeah, not only is he tugging it for a stranger in a truck for $10, they've haggled over the price.
Yeah.
Like, it can't perform. Like, I love the haggling, and I love that he can't even get it up. And those are two ways that I'm like Marky Mark. yeah. So Manning has killed us.
Yeah.
Manning has doomed
us
all.
But congratulations to you,
exactly.
Mr. Manning.
Beginning of the end.
Yeah.
I wonder.
It was a good run.
Yeah. Mm. Do you think they matched it to his normal skin or to his D skin?
Oh, I bet
color?
It looks weird.
I don't think they matched it the skin at all. I think they probably matched his blood type and.
No, they matched skin.
It's probably
bleach
white.
Why bother to? Like, match the...
What if his wife is, like, horrifically racist?
Well...
And they got him, like, a Peruvian penis.
I think...
And she's like, don't put that brown, disgusting thing inside me.
I don't know. It seems like regular marriage. That's fine.
I think the guy from... That was in Toy that everybody knows, they're like, did you know he did
LL
porn?
LL Cool J?
Or it was the Toy, yeah. There was
the Toy?
Oh, the toy?
Yeah.
Richard Pryor did porn?
No. The kid.
Jackie Gleason did porn?
What?
I don't know what the kid.
You're talking about kid porn?
No, the kid ended up doing
it. It's illegal.
When he was older. And I think he got a surgery.
I know.
And his looks funny.
I know John Bobbitt got it.
Yeah.
Like, they can
but it was his own.
Well, okay, they put it back together.
There's got to be something.
So first
that's not
of all,
all the king's horses.
Yeah, this Manning story is nothing because you're right. John Bobbitt had his reattached
a
trillion
transplant.
Years ago.
So that's why it's different. Someone else's penis.
I guess.
I mean, it's still damn near
different.
The same thing.
And by the way, we have to look up exactly where it was dropped because we live 10 miles where Bobbitt got his junk.
I assume
off.
There's a plaque.
Yeah. I imagine it'll be easy to find. There's like a teddy bear
Tiny
and some flowers.
Statue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a sign in Spanish.
Little bronze statue.
Resto and Piso, whatever the hell.
Oh, El Barto.
So, what the hell were we even talking about? Manning.
Just Manning's.
Oh,
no,
skin
Manning
color.
Damning
whether
us
they
all.
Met, yeah.
So he got his junk attached, but then they did other surgeries to beef it up. He really did have the $6 million penis.
Oh.
I know they did this one thing that cuts. It's almost so you cut the same thing as when you cut the underside of your tongue.
Oh.
So that your tongue can go further, yes.
Which is either a surgery or a thing you do when you're me and you're absent-mindedly brushing your teeth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That hurts so much.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I've torn that out, and I've torn the flap on the where my lip meets my gum.
How are you? What?
It hurts.
I don't think that's a toothbrush you're using.
Where you would get a smiley.
But a good hurt? No, I just, yeah, like I'll be brushing my teeth and screwing
on my
iPhone.
I think you're just like grabbing a comb and just sticking it in your mouth.
I brush with a switchblade.
Yeah.
No, I got all kinds of ripped tissue in my mouth. I've been raped.
That's absurd.
It's all coming back. Suppressed memories. So
you're the worst.
Bobbitt had the surgery where they snip the top of it.
The top, so it drips. Yeah,
exactly. So you're
I didn't look that up.
Get this. It no longer stands up at its usual like Patriot missile launcher because we're just doing all 90s news today.
Yeah.
It's no longer at that angle. It stands, but it points down like a divining rod because it's lost the peppy muscle, I think is the technical term for it.
That's weird. It.
Yeah.
But he did that on purpose?
Yeah, because it adds... That stuff on top is kind of restricting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The, you know, it holds it back.
I see.
But at the same time, it gives it spunk.
Huh.
And so, yeah.
So does it.
His now is bigger, but it just kind of goes right down his leg.
I don't know. It's, well.
Yeah. So I guess as you're performing the entire time, you have to have a hand on it.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. Because how will you hold the camera?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm picturing big VHS cameras that require.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, back in the day, but yeah.
Like news camera.
GoPro.
Yeah, exactly.
So GoPro makes a lot of its money.
Wireless mic pack. On
yep.
No, you're absolutely right. I guess you use an iPhone to film your escapades, and that's the answer.
Borrow some of the station's
Google Glass,
equipment.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, as much as we have teased it, episode after episode after episode, guess what? We still won't be able to get
death
to
by
episode.
Selfies.
Oh God. Yeah, that is Gandhi exclaiming, "Oh God!"
Oh God.
As he shot. You all right?
It's mind just funny. It's so funny.
It is funny that Gandhi was murdered in cold blood. You're right. This is that German sense of humor. Remember when they shot that brown man?
Yeah.
Next week.
Next week.
Next week, it might be slow enough that we get to it. One of these days, Sarah Beaker.
Yeah.
See, I remember things for 50 minutes. One of these days, we're going to get to the selfie death list.
We will.
All the people that died taking selfies stupidly. And one more little tidbit of people are stupid news. For those that didn't hear the story about, was it the couple in Yellowstone or Jellystone? Oh, which park was it?
It was Jellystone.
Yeah.
Jellystone, continue. Mm-hmm. So they saw, was it a baby bison? A baby bison, however we pronounce
bison.
That? Yeah, bison. Bison off. Mm-hmm. They find this baby bison and they're like, it looks cold. And these dummies see a being that is literally made of fur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's
in
where
the
blankets
wild.
Came from.
Like, do they not have a pet? Have they ever let a pet out in the snow?
I hope not after this.
I used to let, back when I had outdoor cats, I would let them out in the snow, and they would just walk on the snow and then sleep on it. Because they're so freezing, like, obviously they were giving up the will to live and just dying right there. No,
yeah,
wait.
It.
Their fur is complete insulation.
They're insulated.
They're fine.
Also, this is recently, right?
This was 3 days ago.
Sure. It's a tad bit chilly for you guys.
Yeah, what the heck?
But it's not freezing. What do you mean it looks cold?
So
it's 60 degrees out. Big
these
deal.
Dumb bastards get this little bison and throw it in the back of their car and then take pictures because everything has to be shared online.
Of course.
Was it a Subaru?
It had to be, right?
Oh, is that there? I'm not getting the joke. Catch me up.
It's
stupid.
The kind of car that you would take to Jellystone.
Oh, okay. So
you're real conservationist.
Yeah.
They take these pictures of the damn bison in the back and get this. Somehow it's not really wise when you take like a wild animal and then like screw around with it. I mean, I knew this as a kid that you can't even touch like a baby bird.
Oh, everybody heard that.
You still
can't.
Thing.
I don't even know if that's a wives' tale or
you
not.
You can.
But
really?
Yeah.
Their sense aren't too great. But we all heard that as a kid, so there's no reason these people shouldn't know that.
I mean, yeah, if we heard it as a kid, it's probably true.
Well, I'm not even saying it's true. I'm saying
No, it birds actually don't have great smell. So there's your educational moment.
Oh,
I don't even get how they would smell.
Where's
they have
the
a
nostrils?
Beak.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like me trying to smell with my nails.
And like,
it's not going to work.
They eat what? Like
worms.
Yeah, things that move. They don't need to be able to smell them. They just
exactly. Bugs.
Movement.
All kinds of
it all comes crashing down.
So get this.
Wait, so how long does gum stay in your stomach if you swallow it?
Seven years.
Okay, cool.
That's
all right,
still,
everything's fine.
That's still true.
Go on.
Okay.
They teach you that and then how to replace a penis in med school.
Yeah, that's true. But first they teach you the thing about how there's no bone in it, and then you learn how to attach anyone.
The chapter's titled Boner? ?
Yeah. Yeah.
So these dummies cram this bison in their car, and they got like person stink on it.
Oh.
And the bison tried to go back to its mama bison, and she smelled people on it.
Oh, and she doesn't want her little patchouli smelling bison now.
So then the bison is like, I must be a person
it
now.
It was on its room spring. Now it doesn't get to go home.
It has to grow back its bison beard.
Yeah.
And now it just walks up to people because it's like, I'm people.
Gosh.
And the park service is like, well, we can't have that because it's going to be a gigantic bison. So, This little baby thing, you know how science cured this?
Oh.
They put a medical grade bullet through its skull.
No.
Because these dummies thought a wild animal needed protection from the cold. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys.
I blame Subaru.
Goddamn Subaru.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I know that you wanted to get to Dead Gandhi, but I figured I'd
Dead
cheer
Gandhi
you up another
way. Dead
Gandhi
will always be there for us.
Someday. Yeah. Someday. All right, everyone. That was the Papa's Basement Show. I'm John Papagiorgio. Show's website in papasbasement.com. Me on Twitter, I'm at Papa's Basement. Instagram is at Papa's Basement. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. And the YouTube channel, which has all sorts of videos. I think there's videos of every show we've ever done. Not really. But about 5 or 10 of them.
It's close.
And one
every 5 or so.
Something like that. Yeah. If you do the average. Bad. You guys, fight for who gets top billing to the death.
Hi, I'm...
Oh, look at that!
Maybe, and you can find me...
I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah. you can find me at deadmaybejokes at Gmail. Like John was saying, definitely hit us up on YouTube. So we're going to have a lot more videos out there. We got our Patreon coming soon. So look forward to that.
Look forward to giving us money.
Yes, yes. Well, there's going to be videos. There's going to be perks. So you guys can be more a part of the show. Then you already are when you're on the
by giving
YouTube,
us money.
By giving us money.
And
then we'll let you
things.
In.
Receiving
and
gifts.
You get on the inside. That's the fast track to friends. Money.
And that's all the time we have until now. Do your thing, Sarah.
I'm
thanks,
Sarah Beaker at Madam Too Soon on the tweets.
It's funny if it weren't hard as hell to spell.
It's not that hard. I don't know what's...
So difficult.
Whatever.
So difficult.
It's fine.
All right. So that's it. Let me find our little outro sound effect, and we are done. Oh, wait, no, I always say we are out of here. But you know what? It doesn't matter.
Out of here.
We are done. Screw tradition.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.